Here we are, already halfway through the month of February, and we know that Rivertown Days is already in its planning phases for 2024. Hastings Chamber of Commerce President Christy Barse joined us to tell us about the preparation right now.
Oh, the most magical time of the year. So the committee is well underway with plans for Rivertown Days. It was an interesting start to our year. There was, and I'll just be honest, there is always discussion about, okay, is the location in, you know, closing down the streets in the downtown area the best place, or do we need to move it to a park for logistical reasons? So there was a lot of work and effort and research done by the committee and individual meetings with the downtown businesses. And ultimately, the group decided that we are going to keep it downtown at least for another year with the same concept. We'll do the music festival with three stages, the carnival, food trucks, and then we'll have the arts and crafts fair down at JC Park. So that was one big decision that the committee was working on. And then the second big decision is we got wind of a new music festival that is coming for the first time to Harriet Island, which is in St. Paul. And it's called Minnesota Yacht Club, and it's put on by Live Nation, who also does large music festivals like Lollapalooza. So kind of a big competitor that was right in our backyard, and the committee and the city and the chamber board all met to have a real strong discussion about, is this, you know, something where it's threatening enough where we have to move the dates up a weekend? And ultimately decided that Rivertown Days has been a festival for 45 years. We have a strong following. And at the end of the day, our prices for 20 bands and three stages and everything else that this music festival is offering is about $200 less than what our competitor is. So we kept the dates July 19th through the 21st, and I'm feeling really good about that decision. So yes, we are in deep into the planning and super excited for this summer.
Barse on the fact that a ton of effort and thought goes into all of this preparation, especially with some of the big decisions on dates.
There are hundreds of people behind the scenes that are integral to make Rivertown Day successful. So when we're discussing some of these big decisions like a location change, there are a ton of people that you need to reach out to and weigh in. I mean, for instance, reaching out to the city, I had no idea that the police department sets blackout dates for their reserves in October. You know, so changing the dates would affect the availability for some of our police reserves to be on site. And, you know, we have to reach out to the carnival and to all of our signage and security members, and then key volunteers and groups and vendors and organizations that have hosted Rivertown Days events for years. So it was a big undertaking. It was a robust discussion. And at the end of the day, it came down to, you know, I think it would have harmed our event supporters more by changing the date than this competing festival will do keeping it on the same date. So again, feel really good about the decision. It was a lot of legwork, but I'm glad that we're able to get feedback from all of those stakeholders before moving forward.
Though the city of Hastings is an amazing partner for Rivertown Days, Rivertown Days is a chamber event.
Yeah, no, the city is an amazing partner, but you're right. It's a chamber-run event. It is a chamber fundraiser, and the funds that are raised from Rivertown Days allow us to do community promotion, individual business promotion, programming like our business education network where we get business in the classroom to teach soft skills. So a lot of the programming and the advocacy that happens for the chamber is funded by events like Rivertown Days, and we really rely on those events to be successful. So that's why it takes a lot of planning, a lot of thought, and a lot of partners to make it work.
We'll have more on Rivertown Days as news starts to break.